And Lou, we've been talking about obviously the people that make a difference in the community. And earlier on, I caught up with a lady called Fiona LeBroy, who's COO of Heartburn Cancer UK, who we met here.
Well, this month is Esophageal Cancer Awareness Month, so we're out on the streets. We've been we've had a big campaign over Hampshire and Gosport trying to raise awareness that persistent heartburn, acid reflux, indigestion, whatever you like to call it, persistent heartburn, acid reflux isn't normal. And what we're trying to say to people is if you're suffering with that symptom, don't just self-medicate. Long-term self-medicating isn't a good idea. Go and have a chat with your GP. It's probably fine and they'll be able to give you peace of mind, but go and get it checked out.
Do you find that people say, oh, well, I don't want to worry anyone. I just had some Gaviscon, it'll be fine.
Absolutely. We're very polite. Nobody wants to worry anybody. And sometimes there's a little bit of a wait to see somebody, but it's really worth persevering and making that appointment and having a chat with your GP.
And do you know of anybody that you've spoken to that has gone and sought help and then has actually found out that they needed treatment?
Not yet, but more than likely, and some people have tucked the information away and might go and use it later, but lots of people we've given leaflets to have said they're going to go and have a chat with their GP. They're people who are regularly chewing on Rennies and Gaviscon. They have them in their pocket, but they've never gone and had a chat with their doctor, and that's what we're trying to change.
Now, I know Heartburn Cancer UK is a registered charity and you work for the charity. What makes you do this? Why is it a passion for you?
Two things. My mum's got Barrett's esophagus, which is a precancerous condition, but Barrett's may never change. But the good thing is that you have regular surveillance and monitoring. Fortunately, mum's has never changed, but at least she knows that she has it. And our chair and founder, Mimi, she's a very inspiring lady. She sadly lost her husband when he was just 47 from esophageal cancer, just 9 weeks after diagnosis. And he persistently was a regular item on the shopping list was Rennies. And they never knew it could be a sign of something more dangerous. And so Mimi's wanted to try and make a difference to that ever since. So, you know, inspired by her and trying to make a difference to people.
And you're, like us, doing a tour, aren't you, of the South?
We are. We've been in Havant and Waterlooville. We've had some lovely chats. Some patients that are in contact with the charity anyway have come down and said hello to us, which has been amazing. Lots of people have stopped and had a chat to find out what we're up to. So we're here today. We're in Weymouth tomorrow. Doesn't look so nice, the weather tomorrow. But but yes, and we're ongoing trying to raise awareness. But Esophageal Cancer Awareness Month is a really good time for us to be out, because esophagus is a difficult word. It's your food pipe. It's the tube that connects your mouth to your stomach, because a lot of people don't know what their esophagus is. So,
well, thank you for having a chat with us, and good luck, and thank you for making a difference.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Get